Hello, this is John Wilkes, Chief Executive of the Institute of Health and Social Care Management, and this is my editorial podcast for Friday, February the 2nd. Lee. I'd set myself a bit of a challenge, walk from Cardiff City Centre to Cardiff Bay, and then complete the 8-mile circular walk around the bay, taking in the fantastic Cardiff Bay Barrage, Penarth and the Cardiff Bay itself, complete with Captain Scott Memorial and Roald Dahl Crocodile. As I strolled from the city centre to the bay, in the hinterland between the two, I spotted a dishevelled man who was shouting to the sky and periodically throwing something into the road. I know what you would be thinking. This looks like trouble. Give him a wide berth. Avoid eye contact. And ordinarily, that is exactly what I would have done. But I wasn't feeling ordinary. Something compelled me to continue along the pavement and engage with him. He was obviously having some sort of a crisis, and I don't know, but I decided that he was my business. As I approached more closely, he stopped shouting at the sky and started shouting at me. His words alarmed me. "I'm going to effing kill myself. I am. I'm going to do it. Nobody helps me. I haven't eaten anything but these effing sweets," throws another into the road, "for 2 days. I haven't anywhere to stay. I just want to go to Bristol, but I can't. I'm going to do it now." Bares his left wrist and shows the existing self-harm marks. As calmly as I could, I walked towards him and said, "Please don't do that. There are people who can help you. I can help you. Tell me what's going on." And I sat down on the wall next to him. Over the next 10 minutes, he joined me on the wall, told me his circumstances. I won't share them with you out of respect to him, but they were as challenging as you might imagine. And, after he'd wept himself to some degree of calm, I gently proposed a plan. I can't precisely remember my words, but they were something like, "I think that you're a good man. I know that you've had a tough time, and everybody deserves a chance. You aren't alone, and your family in Bristol will be worried about you. Let's get you some food and a train ticket so that you can start again." I gave him 20 quid, asked him to use it for what we'd agreed, and wished him well. The man then did something that I will remember for the rest of my life. He hugged me in the most sincere embrace that I really think I've ever received, before turning away and heading towards the railway station. As I watched him go, I felt both elation and profound gratitude. Elation for the fact that he was now okay, gratitude for the fact that my flight instinct had been won over in that critical first moment by an instinct to help. I don't really remember my subsequent walk around the bay, my thoughts utterly consumed by the man who was, hopefully by now, helped by a stranger to go to Bristol and put his torments behind him. I wish him and every other like him well. Our NHS mental health professionals at every level deserve our utmost respect and thanks, for theirs is a complicated, risky, challenging and stressful environment that I only scratch the surface of. But in scratching the surface, I understand how fulfilling their jobs can be. No, the service is not perfect, and in many respects far from it, but it is a service, and my goodness, it's vital that it's properly supported. My new friend's name is Lee. Stay safe, stay strong, and thank you for the brilliant work you're all doing. Bye-bye.